The following preview was begrudgingly approved for all audiences by the President of the United States. The film advertised has been rated U, unwatchable. The year is 2011. An opposition rises.
Congressional Republicans could force the federal government to shut down.
And a president must face.
Republicans are serious about an amendment that would eliminate funding. It's a serious business for the president's teleprompter.
His greatest challenge. From the people who brought you universal health care and the huge backlash to universal health care comes the incredible true story.
As our economy added another 20... doing that will work... Let's start over.
In his darkest hour...
Mr. President, what are you going to do?
The president turned to a man who never let prepared remarks stand in his way.
Axelrod wanted me to use a teleprompter. But I told him I'm much better when I wing it.
Ooh, baby, I like it, bro.
Who broke all the rules.
His mom lived in Long Island for 10 years or so. God rest her soul. And your mom's still alive. God bless her soul.
And spoke from the heart.
I've never seen so many damn insurance commissioners. One to buy a 30-inch hedge clipper. My Lord, I'm not that old. I am.
It's the story of friendship and the power of the human spirit.
There's only two lines. Okay.
You're making me feel better, bud.
But mostly, it's this for 2 hours.
And someone we appreciate even more, Natalie Portman. She's a heck of a lot better looking than Rahm Emanuel.
This fiscal year, join two-time Grammy Award winner Barack Obama.
This is the coolest weekly address.
Renowned fruit and vegetable enthusiast Michelle Obama.
Hey, look, Sam, there's a carrot.
And Amtrak's passenger of the year, 3 decades running, Joe Biden.
There goes Biden again.
As a president loses his teleprompter, but wins the future. The President's Speech.